Part 2. Long Conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
From ordinary people's wardrobe, architecture, to popular TV shows, things involving flavors of traditional Chinese culture are, to say the least, in trend. But are people just interested in the exotic side of this culture, or interested in its real spirit? Is it a fad, or is it a phenomenon with much reason behind it?
I think it's both a fad as well as something which goes much deeper. I think you're seeing a lot of people who are acting against what they are seeing happening in modern society. And so when you've run into this situation, you think back to those older times and you can regain what they've lost.
It seems that you are suggesting reminiscence. In fact, I have a survey on hand. They talked about the people who are fascinated by traditional style clothes. And it finds that most of them are in their 30s or 40s, and they're well educated. Some of them have been studying or working overseas. These people are quite serious about having traditional dresses on. Brenda, do you have an idea?
When you're talking about people who are from the upper, middle, and upper classes in society, one of the things that these kinds of people really look for is to be different. Well, as someone who has a lot more income than an average person, you perhaps don't want to be wearing the same thing that everybody else is wearing. And right now, there's a certain trend to looking at old things, which are Chinese. And so, why not go back into your own culture and dig out from your own culture things which had beauty and elegance and bring them back into our modern society? Bring them back into a higher class.
Questions. 9. What is primarily talked about in the conversation? Ten. How about those who are fascinated by traditional dress? 11. What are people from the upper classes in society really looking for?
2.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
Zhou Meihui, 24, and Zhang Xi, 25, have just returned from a 16-day tour of 5 U.S. cities to perform Peking Opera as members of one of China's most famous national Peking opera groups, composed of 32 artists. Did the U.S. audiences show crazy zeal for Peking opera?
Yes, the U.S. audiences, Chinese or not, showed crazy zeal for Peking opera, which was totally exceeded the group's expectations. The tickets sold out soon, and the theaters were packed with enthusiastic audiences.
When did you start your Peking opera career?
Both of us are from Peking opera families, and we embarked on this strenuous career when we were only 4 years old.
Did you love the Peking opera when you were kids?
Some of my fans always wonder why my parents brought me to the opera business. Well, I just love the Peking opera. It's like familial genes. Besides, the opera has a long history and is culturally rich.
Do more young people love Peking opera?
Yes. You know, there is a long history and rich culture behind the Peking opera. Moreover, it is becoming trendy to go to the theater and enjoy the graceful singing and dancing by artists wearing elegant makeup and costumes. We have seen more and more youngsters among our fans. And, as time goes by, more young people will realize the graceful beauty of Peking opera.
Questions.
12. What are the U.S. audience's attitudes towards Peking opera?
Thirteen. Why do they love Peking opera?
14. Why do more and more young people become their fans?